good evening, whatever time of day it is. Good day. This is Monique, and welcome to Practically Magic Healing, formerly known as The Grieving Mama. That's me. If this is your first time joining, again, welcome. Let me just give you a brief intro. I think I do this on most of my podcasts, but yes, brief intro. This podcast was started about almost 2 years ago, and I started it because I needed a place to just vent and let out my feelings. I'm a grieving mama. I've been through many traumatic losses and throughout the past 5 years, and I needed a place to go where I didn't feel judged, and this was my out, my place to go. So with that being said, I've changed it to Practically Magic Healing, correction, because I'm no longer in that grieving process per se. I like to consider myself in the healing process, because it's not so much, you know, me grieving, but me trying to work through the grief, because there really is no time limit for grieving. But at the same time, every day I'm not in bed or depressed, and I'm finding ways to cope, and not just cope, but heal. I don't like to use the word cope too much, because I spoke on this in past podcasts, the difference between coping and healing and those different mechanisms, and you know, so I like to use the term healing. But today's podcast is going to be about me, just a little update. I mean, I really wanted to get into, excuse me, I have the hiccups. I really wanted to get into a meditation this week, and I'll probably do it. I mean, it's only Wednesday, so I'll probably do it on Friday. I've been really busy. If you had a chance to listen to my last podcast, I had to move suddenly, and so in between that move, we had about a week with no AC. I'm out here in Florida, and yeah, between the AC and I guess stressing but not stressing, and I say that because I didn't really feel like I was stressing the situation out, but apparently my body was stressed, which caused me to go into preterm labor, and I had no idea, because I went to ER for another health issue, which is with my GERD. I've been without some medication, so it caused some inflammation, and with that pain being as excruciating as it was, I apparently was having contractions as well. So now this mama is on bed rest, and it kind of sucks because we're still in the process of unpacking some things, and not a lot of things, but some things, and it's just hard because there's so much I want to do, but I can't do it. I'm not gonna overwork myself or put myself in a position where I would harm myself or the baby, so resting it is. So that's kind of my update, other than the fact that I've been spending most of my days working in bed, which some people would say that's awesome, But not if you have to be here like almost 24/7. I do get up and walk around like to the restroom or to the kitchen to get something to eat, of course. But yeah. Other than that, I've been practicing my deep breathing, so I'm not as stressed as my body might be feeling I am. And it's just been a little difficult the past few days, considering I am getting bigger and closer to my due date. I mean, I got about 2 months or so left, but yeah, baby's growing, I'm losing weight, but I just feel so much going on, and it's just between the moving and the uncomfortableness of it at times. I've been dealing with that, and my PSA and my RA, so I've just been feeling really, really exhausted. And as much as I want to sleep, I can't seem to get myself to sleep. I haven't been using any oils or anything like that, which I should, because those usually do the trick. But I've honestly just been trying to stay away from using anything, trying to ride this thing out. But I don't think that's going to be my option for too long, because the way I've been feeling and everything lately, I need my rest. And my body's really telling me that, like, hey, woman, chill. So I don't know if any of you who are listening have been through my situation or are in my situation or know anyone in a similar situation. Please let me know what you did or what they did. Any suggestions would help. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to give an update, let you guys know that I'm doing okay despite my mental complaints. I'm doing good, and I just wanted to keep my monthly podcast, you know, going and try not to slack. Because I've been a slacker before, and I'm trying to be consistent, you know, because consistency is key. But yeah, I got a few things going on work-wise. Landed another job as a tutor. A second job as a tutor. Because I already work for one company, now I'm working for another. Still remote work, so it's all good. Again, not putting too much stress on myself. And also as a travel agent, which is something I had did a video this morning, actually, on one of my pages, you know, and I mentioned living a teenage dream. And I say that because when I was younger, when I was a teenager in high school, I took up travel and tourism, and that helped me throughout like 3 years of high school, like just get me in a zone into something that I really, really liked. And I even got a freaking scholarship, guys, and I wasn't able to like use it when I got it because I became a teen mom. And so I put that on the back burner clearly for a really, really long time, even though I had many opportunities for when I did go back to school to actually get back into it. I didn't, because my mindset was on other things. And so now I have the opportunity to work as a travel agent and live out that little life teenage goal. So I'm excited about that. And again, also remote. And I'm loving it. I mean, I'm still just starting, but I am loving it. Yeah, that's just the update on me that I wanted to give. And hopefully this Friday, which is in 2 days, I will be feeling not as exhausted as I am. And I will actually get on here and do a meditation, as I've promised. other listeners who have messaged me about when I'm doing another meditation. So I'll be doing that pretty soon. My goal is for Friday. If not this Friday, then probably next Friday. But I'm really, 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 really trying to go for this Friday. So, with that being said, let me leave it on another positive note. And even with this favorite quote from I have no idea who. But never miss an opportunity to tell someone that you love them. Be that bigger person. If there's a person out there, maybe family member, old friend or something, that may be on your mind, let them know that you love them. Yeah, even if they don't respond to you, just say, hey, it's been a while and I wanted to let you know that I love you. That's it. And let it go. Those three words right there can change someone's whole mood. So don't miss that opportunity. Have a great day, morning, evening, and until next time. Thanks for listening. Also, if you like my podcast, feel free to share it. I love it when you share. Thank you. Bye.